Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of the Simple Pin Podcast. Today, we're going to be diving into Pinterest quiz ads. Whenever there's a new ad format on Pinterest, we like to test it out, especially when we see there's some buzz happening around this particular ad format. People were asking me questions. Hey, have you done them? What do you think of them? And so our team went in and tested. Aaron, specifically our ads director, went in and tested one to our start sequence to see would they convert to new leads. And the results were surprising. So we're going to give you a lowdown on what they are, who should be using them, how you can recognize them in your feed, and what you need to know before you dive into testing them for yourselves. And it seems to us that either people know about Pinterest ads and have decided to implement them into their marketing, or basically they know nothing. Or a third option is they are totally confused by paid Pinterest marketing. I have had conversation with friends who are experts at Facebook ads. They totally get it. And when it comes to Pinterest, they feel like a deer in headlights. Our team has been running ads for clients and teaching hundreds of students how to execute their paid Pinterest strategy for years. And our goal is to help continue to get better and better at our teaching so that you can decide, one, if you're ready to dive into Pinterest ads, or two, if you are ready to dive in, how you execute on the best ad for you. There's a third option. You can also hire us for your Pinterest ads as well. And then we also have a strategy call. So all that to say, we have multiple options for you that are going to meet you right where you're at when it comes to Pinterest ads. So as you listen to this episode, if you are curious about a beginner basic Pinterest ad, let us know. You can scroll down below in your podcast app. You can click to have a discovery call with us, and we can help funnel you towards either the Ad Society or managing for you. And also, we have some Pinterest ads templates below for those who are already running ads who maybe want to change up their creative. So there are a lot of questions, and we don't necessarily have all the answers about Pinterest ads, but as you'll hear today in the quiz ads experiment, we are willing to test and try and to see whether or not it would be a good use of your time and your money to lean into these certain types of ad formats. Alrighty, with that, let's dive into my episode today with the Simple Pin Ads Director, Aaron, about quiz ads and why they're even around.
You're listening to the Simple Pin Podcast, Pinterest for business advice that goes down smooth and easy. Here's your host, Kate All.
All right, Aaron, we have quiz ads now on the scene of Pinterest suite of options for ads. Why did they think to add this format to their options?
Well, you know, I think that Pinterest is always trying to expand their formats. Quiz ads are one of about 10 formats now available for advertising on Pinterest. And it is one of the latest to come out along with showcase ads. They came out at the same time. But the quiz ad it's the most interactive one that Pinterest has right now. So I think they just wanted to really up their engagement on the platform. And I think that's why they did this.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm seeing a lot of quiz technology too on people's websites. You know, when you get there, it kind of helps qualify you. So I kind of wonder if it was one of those things too, where they thought, okay, well, we see this happening overall. Maybe we can back it up a little bit and have it happen on the platform, which, you know, they got to try things all the time. So let's dive into, like, what exactly are quiz ads?
Well, it's pretty much exactly how it sounds. So it is an ad experience that lets the user interact with ads in kind of a more creative way. And it's basically a short series of questions that allows the user to discover more about a brand or the brand's products or whatever the brand is offering. And it creates sort of more of a personalized outcome. So Essentially, you go through, you answer the questions, and depending on what your answers are, there is a set result, and that's your result. So it's a little bit more personalized.
So I would imagine it would be really good for like skincare or trying to find the certain type of gene that you like. Or actually, I just did this makeup quiz online. I get targeted by these ads all the time on Instagram. So I like went deep for it. So actually, as I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking this actually would be really great for this company to do it on Pinterest, because it was trying to figure out like what shade of makeup, like foundation, works for you, which I feel like is so hard to do over the internet. Like I don't trust it, but you know, their ads tell you that you should trust it, but it's quiz based. So I'm picturing that right now.
Well, and you know, all of that is really based on data. So it's like the technology is getting better where they can go, okay, well, this many people took that quiz, right? And this is how effective it was. And this is how, you know, what the results were. And so, you know, at a certain point, the more they do it, the more they can, you know, assume that the certainty of, you know, that working is more likely than not. So I think, you know, as people continue to do these quizzes like you did, it really, you know, can be a perfect match, I think.
Yeah. Well, and as I'm thinking about it too, and we're going to talk more about our results with quiz ads in a minute. And they were like, spoiler alert, less than stellar. But I'm thinking that for somebody who already has a lot of quiz ad experience, even on other platforms, it would be interesting for them to try this. So that's my like rabbit trail, but we'll come back. So how are quiz ads, besides, you know, like the personalized piece, how are they different, right? Like, is personalization really the only thing that sets them apart from generally all other types of Pinterest ads?
Yeah, but you know, you're going to create more engagement, right? So the opportunity of getting better engagement is there. But pretty much, it's the only format that allows that personalization. So, you know, you go through the questions, like I said, depending on the answers, there's a result. Other than that, everything about the format itself is the same. So think of it as kind of like a standard ad. So there's the cover, the title ad, which is a 2/3 ratio, you know, 1,000 by 1,500 megapixels. You want it to be branded. You want the imagery to be inspirational. And then that is the card or the pin or the ad that stays throughout the entire quiz until you get to the results. Once you get to the results, those are different images or different pins that present all the different results. So all of the best practices as far as creating a quiz ad are the same as standard ads. So all the sizing and everything is the same. You just have the difference in between. So,
okay, got it. Okay, so let's walk. I actually opened up my Pinterest app and I was looking through kind of what ads were populating in my feed. And as a listener, if you're listening and you're like, I don't even know what a Pinterest ad looks like, if you open up your ad, what you will see underneath the image is promoted by ... the company. So I'm looking at one right now that says promoted by Squarespace. And also it has this thing that says visit site. So it's or learn more right underneath it. So it's not something that like they've added to their image. It's there. So that's how you can see it. So let's walk through like the general overview of a quiz ad. Like, what is my experience going to be like when I see one in my feed?
Okay. Well, the whole purpose of quiz ads, and I think that this was the intention, was that they are for people who are on Pinterest early in their journey, their inspiration journey, and are open to new ideas. So when we talk about early in the journey, right, we look at this kind of funnel on Pinterest, which is sort of top of funnel being inspiration, awareness of the brand, middle funnel being sort of this consideration. Okay, now I'm thinking about what brands I might buy from. And then bottom funnel, obviously with the actual action being taken. So throughout that journey, and that's what makes Pinterest a great place to advertise, is that people use Pinterest as a planning tool. And so you can reach them at every level of their planning, which is really quite amazing. There's that high intent and there's also the lower intent with the inspiration. So the quiz ads are supposed to be for people who are kind of at that the top of that journey, right? The beginning. And they are just looking for inspiration at this point. And so they're more like a top to middle funnel placement. And with my experience in testing, we'll talk about that in a minute, but it really doesn't seem to work to drive conversions. So that's why I'm saying it's not really bottom funnel placement. It's more top middle funnel. And then at this point, they are only available in the consideration objective, which is a cost per click bill. So there's that. And then basically, you know, we're using it to engage with people on the platform and get them to a place where they can kind of understand our brand, our business, and what we have to offer.
Okay. So if I'm framing this up right, if I am a business and I'm thinking, I want people to consider my product as they are really intently looking for, I'm going to take this makeup brand, right? They're really interested in a new foundation and they're trying to consider which options are out there. They maybe are aware of my brand. They've seen it around before, but this quiz ad really takes them to this next level where they say, okay, I'm really thinking about it. Now I'll go the next step with you. And I think that's important for us to understand as we lean into advertising and as we put our dollars out there, that we really understand where people on Pinterest are at in the process. And you talked about that funnel, that top being just awareness. You are out there as an option for me to choose from. And now we get into this consideration where these quiz ads can live. And we move to like the next step in relationship where I say, okay, I think you might be a good option for me. I'm not quite ready to buy, but I want to know, can you lead me down the path that tells me you are in fact the person that I might buy from? And there's this maybe, there's this yes, and there's this no. And so you as an advertiser are saying, I'm now going to work with somebody who's like semi-warm, like they're kind of warmed up to me. They're warmed up to this idea of buying this particular product online, which is different than them buying in the store. And then it's cost per click. And cost per click is the click getting to the website, right? Not the click in each ad, just to just in each quiz, right? Like I'm not paying for them to move through the quiz. It's just at the end.
Right.
Okay, got it.
So now when we talk about this sort of top to middle funnel, you know, Pinterest, when you set up ads, Pinterest has this sort of these objectives, right? And this is how you decide what type of ad to run. So we have sort of the very first objective being awareness, and you can do awareness campaigns, you can do video view campaigns, and that is really, really top of funnel. So that is just, we're inspiring people, we're kind of getting our brand out there. We want people to start to recognize us. Then we have consideration level, which is sort of that middle funnel. And that is a cost per click only. And consideration campaigns, a lot of times when they introduce these new formats, they'll start there. So that's why this is, you can do quiz ads, you can do standard, you can do video, you can do any sort of format inside consideration. But consideration is pretty much, everybody can run a consideration ad. Even if you don't have a lot of data on your tag, or like if you don't have a shop, or, you know, even just the very standard blogger can run a consideration campaign. So that's kind of cool that they put the quiz ad in this section, right? Because everybody can run those types of ads. And then we have conversion at the bottom of the funnel, which is shopping, catalog campaigns, conversion campaigns, and things like that. So yeah, this definitely lives in the middle. And when I say kind of top to middle funnel, I just mean that we're still in that inspiration phase with people. So we want to understand that this type of ad is not driving conversions, right? It's it can, but we're not necessarily trying to sell someone into something at this point. We're just starting, we want them to get to know us at this point still.
Okay, so I am a person who I've opened up my Pinterest app and I'm scrolling through and I am looking in, they can be found in the search feeds, the home feeds, related pins. So they can be found in a lot of places where people are.
Don't forget, they are mobile only though. So they can only be seen on your mobile device, not on desktop, but they can be seen, like you said, in the search feeds, the home feeds, and in related pin feed. They can be seen in all those places. Basically, what happens is you'll see it kind of as a static ad. So you'll see it as a single image. And then that leads to the quiz. The brand profile, like you talked about, the attribution is below. So you'll see the promoted by whatever the brand is. And then once you click on the quiz, the original ad, the quiz expands on top of that. So basically from the bottom of the page, the quiz kind of pops up on that front image that you're advertising.
And will I know it's a quiz? Like as I'm looking through now, you know, I'm getting like Viking cruise ships. I'm getting a lot of
let me tell you, you're not going to find a quiz ad because I was going to tell you about this in a second.
Okay.
But I used to see quiz ads like when they first came out, they were during the holidays, they were all over. I saw them with big brands were using them. I took quizzes myself. But right now, I went on 10 different Pinterest accounts, logged into 10, and I couldn't find any in search, any in feed. Okay. So we'll talk about that in a minute.
But okay, got it.
Yeah. So the way you will be able to know, though, is it will say, take the quiz.
Okay.
And there are different call to action options at the end, but you'll see on the beginning, there will be an auto-populated one that says, take the quiz. So okay. That's how you'll know.
Got it.
So basically, the quiz expands and the first custom question will pop up and it does cover about 2/3 of the pin. So kind of a hint in designing, and again, we'll talk about this in a second, but that everything you want the person to see. So your logo, all of the main copy, all of that needs to be at the top of the quiz ads because the quiz does cover about 2/3 of the pin. But then you can answer the question, and depending on what you answer, that will help with the results. So then you go to the next question and you go next. So there are 2 or 3 question options. You can only do 2 or 3 questions. So there's the option to do 2 questions in an ad, or you can do 3 questions in an ad, but you can't do more than that.
Oh, okay. They're not going to allow you to do like 10.
Right. So for right now, it's only 2 or 3. And then once the questions are answered, there's a result and then a call to action. So the result page is different depending on how you answered the questions. And then each page that pops up for the different result is linked to a separate URL destination. So you have answered your questions and you go one direction, or you've answered your questions and you go another direction. And then there's an image that acts as the title ad, and that one stays present, like I said, throughout the whole quiz until the end. And then you have the different images that are basically the 2 or 3 different results.
Okay. Really interesting. All right. So we tested it. I'm like ready because I know we've talked about it a little bit, but tee us up for what we decided to do, because this is really important to note is that one of the things that we take into consideration here at Simple Pin is that we want to go first. So if there's a new ad format, if there's a new pin format, if there's a new test or whatever it is, like we are willing to put money behind something so that we can get an idea of whether or not it's good or whether it's not good, with the understanding that our account is a business to business account. And that is going to look different than business to consumer, but we do have people and accounts that we test business to consumer on. So we can see them both. But for this, just so you know, this is tested on my account. We are business to business. And Erin will tee up kind of like, tell us what we did and our fun results.
Well, let me just start by saying something. I have been doing ad strategy for almost 8 years now. And my team and I are really, I mean, we're not perfect, right? But we're really good at strategy. And I think that that's like one thing that I will say that my ads manager, especially Heather, is the one I worked with on this, and she's amazing at strategy. So the two of us together really spent some time trying to decide what would be best for this quiz. And, you know, like you said, we're business to business. So there's some variables there that may not necessarily be to our benefit. Our audiences are smaller and whatnot. But since Simple Pin Media essentially has two types of ways that we serve people, although when I was prepping for this, we had two ways, but now you've thrown in this other thing that we do for people, which is amazing. And it's the done with you, but that wasn't available when we did this. So we have the two types of ways that we serve people. It's basically do-it-yourself Pinterest marketing through education and then done for you. So that's our management piece. So I wanted to get people into one of those options. So that was sort of the goal. And not even necessarily buy into a big package. That wasn't the thing, because that's what we talked about, right? In the beginning was we just want people to be familiar with what the options are. So we have these two different options. So we have the DIY, which we have an amazing start sequence that gets people through this series of emails and videos and trainings where we show you how to get set up on Pinterest and how to get your organic marketing strategy going. And so that is the DIY option or result that we wanted to get people through. And again, that was a free lead. So that was the one. And then the other one was into a discovery call to see if we're a good fit with them for management. So one tip I will say for setting up the quiz is that you want to work backwards. So you want to have what your results are, right? You want to figure out what those are and then work backwards on what the questions are going to be. So we had our results situated first, and then we decided on the questions that would get people into one of those options. And our questions and answers were based on pain points or obstacles that we know that our clients have or that people who engage with Simple Pin Media have. So once we decided on the questions and answers and the results, we basically wrote out our titles and descriptions for each of the results. Because again, depending on how you answer our questions, a result page will pop up. And we did two questions with two different results. So one result being the DIY and one result being the done for you Pinterest management. So we wrote our titles and descriptions to explain to them, now that they took the quiz, this is the best match for them. And then they're supposed to click through to the website, right? And so once we had all the copy, we designed the static ad images and each result page image. So we had the one image, which was the cover image, and then we have an image for each result. So once
we were all... like a lot of work. Like,
yeah. So once we, yeah, no, I mean, we listen, when we test, we really put a lot of effort into it because we not only run ads for clients, but we help to educate hundreds of people in our ad society too. So when I do test, it needs to be done the right way, right? We can't just willy-nilly. So it is important for me to make sure. So it was a lot of work.
With all that work, tell us about the results. I'm going to jump to that. Like,
yeah,
what?
Okay.
So, what did we get for all the work?
Yeah. So, when you talk about us being a business to business, we did set up the campaign for search and browse, and then we hit launch. So I was so excited because I was waiting for quiz ads to come out. I knew about them for about a year before they actually came out. So I was so excited. So I will say, during the holidays when Quid's ads were first available, widely available to everybody, I saw Lego, Mercy Chocolate, and a few other big brands. And I went through quizzes and I wanted to do that to get the hang of how users on Pinterest kind of experience it and what the result was. And actually Lego, which was interesting, it was holiday time. And so they sent you through this quiz to find out the best gift for the person you were buying for. So basically it was like age group. So their first question was, what age range is this person? And so I selected the age range of my kids. And then the next question was, are they more into this, this, or this? And it was kind of like animals, ninjas, or buildings or something like that. And so I selected and then boom, popped up a very specific product. And it was like a Ninjago Lego set, right? So then when I clicked on it, it took me right to buy that product. So people were using them when they first came out, but I honestly cannot find one quiz ad on Pinterest right now. Our quiz ad was the only one on Pinterest. I swear. I looked, like I said, I looked on multiple different accounts. I did searching of like searches that I knew were trending in the at the time. I did browse feed. I did related. I mean, I looked everywhere and I could not find one quiz ad. So that makes me wonder if maybe the advertisers who were doing it in the beginning got the same results we did, you know, like that may be the case. But basically what we saw was low click-through rate. So ideally in a consideration campaign, if you're running static ads, we would want to see something around 1% to 2% click-through rate. 2 to 3 being working really, really well, 2 to 3%. 1% click-through rate we consider working, right? Like your ad's working. It's working for people. We were getting a 0.38. Now keep in mind, I've done advertising for these two things separately before. So for our discovery calls to get into management and for our start sequence with great results, right? So it's not that I'm testing new products here. So low click-through rate. Now, we did get pretty good outbound clicks to our website, which is interesting for me. We got them at a pretty decent cost too. Like I would say for business to business, anything like 75 cents to a dollar or so would be considered, like, especially in our niche, like a pretty good click-through cost. Because we are very specific. Pinterest management for businesses, like that's a pretty specific thing. We were getting about 30 cent clicks to the website. So that's pretty good for what we've experienced. But no conversions, not one lead into our free offer, which is silly. I mean, that's never happened. Not one discovery call for our services. And out of over 400 clicks to the website, it says that only one person completed our quiz.
Wow. It's not that long too.
So
two questions.
No, I know. And so the overall, I'm not super impressed. Obviously there's a few factors, like duration and budget that could have played a role. But I think that what's happening here is that people don't know how to take the quiz. I think that people, because we got a lot of clicks, which means they clicked just on our front page to go to our website. So they were interested in skyrocketing their Pinterest marketing, which is what my copy was on the front page. They were interested, but they didn't know how to take the quiz. They didn't go through the quiz to get there, but they landed on our website because I can track that. So it is interesting. I feel like people don't know how to take the quiz. So it's not happening the full, you know, duration, or the whole point of the quiz ad is just not happening because people, and it takes me back to, you know, when video pins first, or video ads first came out, years and years ago, videos were already happening on other platforms like Instagram and was TikTok around? I don't even
know. No, Facebook at least. A lot of videos on Facebook.
So what was interesting is video ads came out and everyone was really excited, but people on other platforms were used to just watching a video, like on YouTube, right? We watch a video and then that's it. Well, people were not used to clicking through, which is the beauty of Pinterest, right? We can direct them somewhere else through ads, to our websites, to our shops. People did not know that watching that video, then they need to click and then go and shop or do whatever it is. People didn't understand that. And so video ads were not doing very well for a long time because people were not in the habit of clicking on videos. And so now that people know, okay, well, I can click on videos on Pinterest and Pinterest, you know, the ads are getting a little bit better. But what's it just seems like it might be that same thing where people don't know, like, oh, this is a quiz. I'm taking a quiz here. I don't know how to go through the process. I have this feeling that that's probably what's happening because it seems a little bit off to me that we would have so many visits to our website, but only one of those people actually completed.
Right. Well, and I think it goes to user behavior too, because like what you said, what people are used to, it's like, I know what an ad on Instagram looks like now. And I know if I want to skip through it or how it looks. The thing that Pinterest has always touted about their ads is they look so native. They blend in. People don't even know it's an ad. And so when they come across something that does something different than what they're used to, and I would argue that most people who are using Pinterest are very much used to a static image. They click on it and then they leave. So then, like you said, when you introduce a video, people are like, am I supposed to click on it or am I not supposed to click on it? The same with idea pins and idea ads. When they came in, it was like, well, this doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't do the same thing I'm used to. And I think what that leads me to is that if you are somebody who is wading into the waters of advertising, and you're maybe listening to us saying, oh man, this sounds like overwhelming, or quiz ads sound, you know, kind of crazy. What I would say is that the standard ad, which is a static image that leads to the website, is a really great advertising product that Pinterest has. And you should wade into the waters with it because it's what the people on Pinterest are used to. And we do love that piece that ads look native. They kind of blend in. People don't even know they're clicking on an ad. So I agree. Like the quiz ads, people just don't know what they're doing. They're not used to it. So it doesn't make sense. Like maybe a quiz ad would make sense on Instagram or something. That's a good point.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I think of course our testing was done fairly early. And it may just be that it needs a little bit more time. I love the idea of the quiz ad though. And I think there are some brands and businesses that these would be really great for. And I don't think people should not try them. Although going back to all the different, there are 10 different formats now that people can advertise with, 10. And that can be a lot for someone who is not familiar with advertising, just someone who uses Pinterest, that can be a lot to keep up with. And so I think that we do have to just keep in mind, like, yes, testing the different formats is a great idea. And especially if you think a specific one would work really well for your brand, I love that. But just keeping in mind that when we talk about the different levels of this journey or this funnel on Pinterest and how people interact with Pinterest at different levels, right? So like inspiration, like we're remodeling our kitchen, right? So starting about 6 months ago, I was just pinning pictures. Like I like the look of this, right? I'm just saving pictures to my board. But then now that we're getting a little bit closer to remodeling, we need to actually look at real products now. So what tile am I going to use? What flooring are we going to use? All these different things. Then we start actually going to websites, comparing prices, looking at different things, but I've saved these images that I love, and that's how I know where to go back to, right? And then eventually, in a couple of months now, we're going to have to start buying products. And so there's that journey. If people are really using Pinterest as a tool, you know, plan for moments or events or projects or whatever in their lives, they do need a little bit more time. And so I think the quiz ad can really come into play at a certain level. Like I said, though, it's not going to be something that you're going to want to use to get straight conversions from. But I think it would be brilliant for people to test this, because I can't wait to see who this really, really works for. And I think that you and I talked about it a little bit. I think bigger brands who spend a pretty decent amount of money on awareness would be great for this. And brands who also need more of an interaction with the audience to be able to tell their story. Or like you were saying, with the makeup or with the jeans, just really being able to give more information that can be helpful for the purchase journey.
Yeah, I agree. And it's always, you know, whenever you're doing any type of ads, there has to be this element of testing to try things, and you can do it pretty inexpensively. I think that's the thing that sometimes people get afraid of, because they're going to spend a lot of money. But sometimes just testing it gets you over the fear of it. And Aaron's mentioned this once as we've gone along, but this is really why we have our ads membership, the Simple Pin Ad Society, because it's a low cost membership, because we know you're going to be spending money on testing different types of ads. And while you're testing ads, we want to be there to guide you, to help you, to give you feedback. We have a forum over there. It is not on Facebook. It is within our own forum. And then we have education as well. So that if that's something you really want to lean into and you're interested in, we'll put a link down below in our podcast, in your podcast app. So just scroll down there. Also, I will link there as well some Pinterest ad templates. So we have those in our shop. If you're just like one, if you're already running ads and you're really into it, but you want to try different images, you can scroll down to see that too as well. So again, I'll leave both below in your podcast app. You can just scroll down and see those. So Aaron, thanks so much for being the guinea pig and going first and testing it and testing it out and just really trying to see how we can get the most out of, you know, any new ads that come out. And maybe this is where I'll leave it, is do you anticipate any new ad formats coming out in the rest of 2024?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you know what they are?
Yes. So the next one to come out, as far as I can tell, is the lead ad.
Oh, okay.
So again, another one I'm really excited about. So Showcase and the quiz just came out. But I am really excited for lead, because we do a lot of email building campaigns with clients. We have a lot of those types of people also in the ad society who are, you know, driving traffic to just build their email lists. And so I think this one is going to be awesome too. And those are supposed to come out, I believe, in quarter three. So,
okay, very cool. And we'll be here on the podcast updating you with any tests that we've tried, any updates about things that you should know or not know. So make sure you have subscribed to the podcast so you get notified when it releases. And Aaron, thanks so much for joining me today.
You bet. Thanks.